middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Simet Shum Chav, in the Halachas of Srita. We are by Siv Vav on Daf Kuf Mem Hei Amen Aleph. It says, Machaba Mutal Lischit Lemons. We're allowed to squeeze out lemonim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sukkot Chabbeis. Lischit Lemons. But in our language, it's called citron, citrus. I know that is a fill, a mashkin, even if you want the juice from the lemons. Now, even though it's normal to squeeze it out during the weekday, but since it's not the norm to squeeze it out for the beverage, just to dip the food inside of it, have a kashar peris. So essentially, therefore, it has halacha like all other fruits, cannabis of av, like we said in Sif Aleph, and hence, therefore, it's permitted to squeeze it out for its juice. Even if the norm to squeeze it out during the week, into water that you place sugar, lishtas, latanik, to drink for a delight, like what's called lemonade. However, the custom in the world is to be lenient to do this on Shabbos. Maybe the reason is it's not forbidden. Only when the norm is to drink the water that's squeezed out from a fruit, that juice, only meaning without the mixture of any other beverage inside, nothing else mixed in. And then it's considered as a mashka. Then it's forbidden on Shabbos, like tutum rimayna. But here, where it's not, you don't drink it on its own, even though with sugar you do, therefore it's like shaperes that's permitted. Or you know, another project, it says, it's not forbidden only when you squeeze out only his juice, and then you mix them. But if the custom is to squeeze its juice into some other beverage, it might time to give taste, which is you squeeze a lemon into something else, then sure, that's permitted, says the Taz. Now, if he's according to this, in today's time, she do it, that it's known, they fill up hundreds of barrels to drink and punch, with some type of like this beverage called punch. In some places. So, you really have to look into this. If you're really allowed to squeeze it on Shabbos into a beverage, the average maybe the double tooth minimum. Someone tell the berries and pomegranates. Because the norm is that they squeeze it into vessels on its own independently, not into another beverage. And everyone has to be careful. So, that first, to squeeze it onto the sugar on its own, then you're squeezing a liquid straight into a food item, which the Sharet Seinos Chavzayim brings us from the Chayyadim, which is Radvaz, and even the Chayyadim fact goes on this. However, it seems that you don't have to be concerned for that concern, because it's going from a liquid into a food item, which we said is okay. And also to squeeze it into a cooked dish or on a food, that's obvious. That's going to be good. Amas of doubt. We already said this in Zavdal. That Shoghanach that permits to squeeze the lemons, that's before they're pickled. But if they're pickled with salt or other things, like some people like to do with their lemons, then there's a halacha like pickled and stewed items, like we see later on, Siv Zayin, Lischei Kvasim, which we just referenced. Pirish, what's Kvasim? Kvashim. Pirish. That's peiris and minir dakers. These are fruits and types of vegetables that are placed in vinegar and in salt, that they don't rot. So that's kvashim. So to squeeze those pickled items, ushlakas, and things that were heavily cooked. If you're squeezing them out for themselves, what does that mean? You don't need the juice. You're not squeezing it out. Only to remedy the item. You want to squeeze out the excess juice from inside of it. Even if you squeeze it into a plate, that doesn't have food. Mut is permitted. Now, let's say you want the juice. Then you'll have to squeeze it into a plate, into a pot that has food. But if there's no food, also then it's forbidden. Now, Ben Chanan, according to Ben Chanan, whenever you need the juice, you're liable for chatas. This is the right. So, philosophically, you're just beichel. Even you squeeze it into a pot that has food. Says Ramal Advar, according to his words, a sichel eshkol kedera. Someone squeezes a cluster into a pot. Nami also has also been says the Torah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, sivkat and chav gimel. So he said to squeeze out pickled items. Ushlakis, sivkat and chav gimel. Haina, that is yarak, okay, it's a So vegetables and similar type of things, shloken kodesh Shabbos, they were stewed before Shabbos. The nishrim remain bare, and the water remains inside of them. So sifkar mechavdal. Im lagufan ritzlem. What it means to say is shetoich demi mashkat sabalein. He's squeezing it from the liquid that's floating on it. But nivul behen, and it's absorbed in it. Kedil sakim gufan machil levad, so that the item itself could be edible. But you don't need the liquid that's coming out. Like the norm is to squeeze out vegetables that are called salad. After they're soaked in water, you want to squeeze it out. You don't want a waterlogged vegetable. That's not considered in part of mafark at all, of unloading, of getting one thing out of another. Now, even if you're squeezing into a plate, and the beverage is not going to waste, because Malcolm still, since it's not your intention, because of liquid, and then the Mechal Malacha is not included in the category of Malacha, but it says, well, no, must be Mechal Gavni, olives and grapes, that's forbidden in all situations, because most people do squeeze it from the juice, so therefore it would be us. But other things, if you don't need the juice, then it's going to be permitted. Simkon Chafei. And that means you don't need the water, you're not squeezing it, Ella, B'chula, only to be Mesakin. The food item for achila. But then something is the mukla yitchil lischid lokshin. Something is you're allowed to squeeze lokshin noodles. Mishum and anibul behem. So sometimes you have a kugel that's too oily, or you have a lokshin, you have noodles that it's too fatty. Imu ais if he's doing mishum sheni achal achal because he can't eat it. Too much oil. Mishum and harbish because there's so much fat that's inside of it. Okay, because of Patricia, that's what Patricia says also a bit. Chayot make him a tamacha. The chayot is leaving for a different reason. Ushumish mafisha, because when you're separating the fat, avigam kinoichel. The fat is also food. Avigam avigam oichel, it's like separating food from food, and if it's not forbidden. Sivkot nchabav. So he said that even if you're squeezing it out, l'techar v'chulu into a plate that doesn't have food, if you're squeezing out the gufan, then it's going to be permitted. Now, v'davka l'tzarech Shabbos. Now, that's specifically if you're doing for a Shabbos need. But also, listen. Because government talking about the Shabbos, it says Gemara, you're not allowed to squeeze out in all cases if you're doing it for after Shabbos. So if you come to Chab Zayin, and then we said, but if you want the juice, after you're squeezing it out, then you're allowed to squeeze out. So if you come to Chab Zayin, turn Gedei v'chulu into a pot, etc. That has food, the legarm eshkol. It's not any worse than an eshkol and the fruit. Then what it's permitted? Can have a zebdal. We said zebdal. So if you come to Chab Chas. As long shesh ba'ichel has food inside of it, but then simply either take amurius into the fish brine, dava meichel, which is considered food out of it. Take a mashkim and into liquids, that's asur, because that would still be schita. Sivkot and chavtas. But if there's no food, then asur, then forbidden. Now, I've got the shapes, although other fruits, you're allowed to squeeze, and bulim and mayen, even with the Jews, can have a sabal, like I said previously, in sabalav. China also, there are different sha'ain, shay, mashka, may pairs, because there's no title of beverage on those fruit juices. It's like separating food from food. Which is not the case over here. And that's a key point. Because it had a name of a beverage before it got absorbed into this fruit, into this pickled or stewed item. The name schita is applicable. According to this opinion, there's no chiyuv chatz. It's just really like a deal. Biblical halacha in the chayv elal tzchid is zizim anav mabad. Biblically, the liability is only for squeezing out grapes and olives only. Like you wrote in the beginning of the siman. Sivkan lamed, but Rabbi Chanan, Bechul Kher Mechanan, if you need the juice, you chayv chatz, even if you're squeezing out to a pot that has food. Hine, Rabbi Chanan, Shnei Dvam Palga De Rishan. There's 2 points that he disagrees with the first opinion. Aleph, number one, this really he holds the mitzvah on the main. If you need the juice, chayv chatz, I'll make fresh mishlakis. Even my pickled and stewed items. Base number two, the chalecha shetachem the main. Whenever you need the juice, la'olim chayv, always gonna be chayv. I feel like you're shetachem. When you squeeze it into food item. Now after chal person believes, although all the halakha that he disagrees with, this really they hold the mashka b'la'ichel. When is liquid going into food? I'm kind of it's like food. Okay, now it's a balik we said in zibdal. But look, the rim looks like them. L'kachis k'machab adayt m'stam and every the machab mentioned their opinion. Anonymously, unanimously, come up from the web. He becomes a dazer bin chanal. He also brings his opinion. Lahar is to instruct the temple lachem mitzvah. It's good to be stringent like his words. But machmat tevel abrach. Whoever stringent blessings should come on them. Come as a kasa, but shuba is a rush. Shuba bebeis yaisu.
Rabbi Alocha Nevi Maschil Lischid Lemons says, "Look at Mishpuros of Kondechon Beis. What he wrote that it's even if you're squeezing it out for mashkin, and he says the source of this halacha is Mishpuros of Rush. That's put in Beis Yaisu. And his words are like this." That this is he asked regarding squeezing lemons. He says it appears that it's included in sharp pears, other fruits, which you're allowed to squeeze because it's not the way in general to squeeze lemons for the purposes of the mashka, only for the purposes of the oichel, and you're allowed to squeeze on Shabbos. That's his words. So obviously you have to say that since the custom is not to squeeze it for the juice, so therefore if someone wants to squeeze it for the juice, it's permitted, like all other fruits, that for sure the Rosh didn't have to permit squeezing it into oichel, because even a cluster of grapes you're allowed to squeeze into oichel. For sure lemons, as like other pears, that's the words of the Sefer Mat Yehuda. That's the something among the Brahman, other Chaim, that the Kabbalah of Shulchan Aruch is even for a mashke. He says, you should know that this that we wrote at the end of our words, that permitted to squeeze into a tavshal and on top of a food item, that is regarding this, that you don't have to be concerned with the Chumrah of Rabbeinu Chanan that we wrote regarding the cluster of grapes. Because according to the first chapter of the Beis Yosef that I brought in Mishnah Berurah, that in all situations, one does not have to be stringent with lemons at all. The Maslo Rabbeinu Chanan v'chulum, so look at Mishnah Berurah Siklat and Lama that we wrote, that all the places can disagree on Rabbeinu Chanan, and that is in the second halacha regarding Mashka Bal Oichel. Regarding the first halacha, that he paskins that by Kvash Mishlakis, that the Zechiv of Chatzis, when he squeezes it for his Jews, there are many Rishon that actually hold like him. The Rashba, the Rekev, the Zeru, the Reim, the Rabbi Lozman Mitz. And the reason is because they pass him like Rabbi Yechon, and that we hold like him opposite when they disagree with Rabbi, when they disagree with Rabbi Shmuel, that he holds that actually pickled and Shlakis, that when you squeeze from the Jews, you are Chay. And the reason the Rif and those who hold like him is burn the Rif. He says, you should also know that even according to Rashid Rabbein Chananel, the Hazak Rabbi Yechanan, however, he agrees that by other pairs, you're allowed to squeeze out for its juice like a tchila, as we mentioned in Sefa'af, and therefore the Mechabit doesn't mention at all in Sefa'af this opinion regarding Shah pairs, even as a Chomer Ba'am. Because that's the Burton Rabbein Chananel that we have explicitly, that you're allowed to squeeze initially by Pagan and Parishan, and obviously his reason is, because he holds that by Kavash Mashalka, the norm is to squeeze it, which is not the case by other pairs. Or because that what's absorbing kavashim already has the shemashka from before, and as I wrote in Mishnah Berurah in Sipkon Chavtes. Now, the Agoy Smak, it proves from this that kavashim shlokas, that even by squeezing fruits, it's forbidden for its juice. And the truth from the Pirshim Benethanal, it's obvious the opposite, that obviously the reason is, like we wrote, and as already explained previously in the Be'er Halacha, at great length, look over there. The Maskal Nami Asa, Ramad brought that according to his words, if someone squeezes out an eshkol, a cluster, into a pot, it's also forbidden. So it says that the word nam is not precise, because for sure a cluster of grapes and olives to a pot, did you have according to Rabbeinu Chananel, because the primary squeezing, the issa schita is based on the just because the Shulchan Aruch was saying previously in Sif Dalad, and the Ramah mentioned that there's also machlekes, says the Taz. Some of the dirshus, dirshu number 22, Tila Dovid asks, that why shouldn't the halacha of lemon be like the halacha of bais of unripe grapes? The Shulchan Aruch writes in Sif Hei that according to Ben Tam, it's forbidden to squeeze because the halacha of bair, but lemon's also not fit to eat. And that's what is asked in Shubas Chasam Seif, which is Rav Pa'olim. Shubas Chasam writes that if the lemon is small, one should be stringent not to squeeze it because you have to be concerned. You're right, it's not edible, and you should have the halacha like baiser, which has its own problem about bair. Dish number 23, squeezing on top of honey, Shubas Chasam writes that that's not considered as mashka bala eichel, does not have that hatter. Dish number 24, squeezing a cluster of grapes into sugar, the Chubasik is measure right, that's forbidden. And it's different than squeezing lemon into sugar, because lemon juice is not designated for drinking. It's just to use as a spice for other things. And therefore, when you squeeze it into sugar, even though the end of the sugar is going to end up being put into a mashka, into a beverage, you qualify it as part of the sugar, not like a mashka. But by the grape juice, where in general the purpose of the squeezing is for drinking it, and not to spice other things. And therefore, if the intention of the one who's squeezing it is for purposes of drinking the grape juice, even though in the beginning he squeezed the juice onto sugar, that's considered that the juice is considered as a mashka. Dish number 25, the Chaz Nish writes, that since the end is that you're going to put the sugar into water, so it's forbidden, because your intention is for schita, to drink it as a mashka, that considers the juice as a mashka before it gets absorbed into the sugar, and therefore it is a mefarak mashka from the oichal. And even though if right away, with the squeezing, the juice gets absorbed in the sugar, the Chaz Nish writes that still it's considered as a mashka, and it's forbidden to squeeze it away. But if its intention is to eat most of the sugar after it gets absorbed with the lemon, it's only a little bit that gets going to get mixed into a mashka, the Chaz Nish is inclined that would be permitted to squeeze. Dershu number